Simone Lee is an American sculptor whose work focuses on the experience of Black women throughout history, referencing African tradition, feminism, and racial politics. Lee creates objects and environments that reframe stereotypes associated with Black women and celebrate Black life. In recent works, she began to cast clay monumental figures in bronze, creating sculptures in what the artist has called a creolization of form. Lee's practice is based in cultural research, particularly her use of materials. She often combines archaic techniques and materials, including lost wax casting, salt-fired ceramics, and terracotta, with items of cultural significance to people of African descent, such as cowrie shells, plantains, and tobacco leaves. The figures and architectural forms she creates reference Pan-African culture, ranging from early Egyptian terracotta vessels and the earth dwellings of the Cameroonian Musqueam to the Nigerian Ibeyi figures and 19th century African-American face jugs. Using these references, Lee merges them with the human body to evoke the unacknowledged acts of female labor. In Sentinel, Lee combines a corrugated Quonset hut for the body and a tropical raffia palm for the skirt. A Quonset hut is a lightweight prefabricated structure of corrugated galvanized steel having a semi-cylindrical cross-section. The face of the figure omits the eyes, resulting in a more universal figure rather than an individual portrait. The rich dark patina unites the forms. Talking about the plinth, the artist has stated, "It's very rare that in the public sphere you see a Black person commemorated as a hero or simply elevated on a pedestal, especially a femininity that's based on being solid as opposed to being fragile, a beauty associated with mightiness and strength." Sentinel was originally shown in the exhibition Loophole of Retreat, where she layered form, sound, and text to fashion narratives of resilience and resistance. The exhibition was inspired by Harriet Jacobs' autobiography, Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl, written by herself. The book recounts how Jacobs gained freedom for herself and children. Lee was recently chosen to represent the United States at the 59th Venice Biennale in 2022, the first Black woman to secure the commission.